Dangers of micromanaging. One of the most difficult habits to keep under control when leading others is the tendency to micromanage. As someone who has had a great deal of responsibility within the company, as well as being emotionally invested, it is tempting to try and do it all yourself. However, micromanaging, even for the most tireless of managers, is the kiss of death in being an effective leader. The dangers of micromanaging are manifold. Your employees will come to resent always having you looking over their shoulder, which can undermine whatever other positive qualities you have going for you as a manager. Another tragic consequence of micromanaging is that you stunt your employees' growth. In order for each employee to become the best they can be, you have to encourage them to find their own way. Sometimes they may not do something in the same way that you would, and your standing aside may result in their failure. Keep in mind, however, that failure is often a prelude to success. Allowing an employee to make a mistake is akin to allowing that employee to grow and become better. Here are some suggestions to help you avoid the temptation to micromanage. Develop a rule where employees cannot come to you with a problem unless they have also thought of two solutions to that problem. While having an open-door policy is helpful in building a rapport with your employees, and it is useful in serving the needs of your employees, you must consider how useful you are being to those employees if you stand in the way of their growth. Consider limiting your employees' access to you in some ways. One possibility is to allow a certain time of day for open access, while other times of day are reserved for appointment only. A third suggestion is to resist the urge to jump in at any sign of difficulty. Instead, count slowly to 10 and consider whether this is one of those times where your help is truly necessary versus one of those times wherein helping your employees, you are actually hurting them.